Well, here we are again. Is anybody here? Is there anybody listening?
Who? Welcome, Keister, and welcome to all of our lovely listeners. Thank you for being here.
Everyone's terrified. I'm going to bludgeon that song again for the thousandth time. We can shuffle today. We can shuffle today. How are we doing, Asha?
Fantastic. How are we doing?
We are. So what a year, huh?
Oh yeah,
do we
fantastic.
measure? I mean, it must be just exhilarating to have me in your life, huh? I
mean, it is beyond exhilarating. You and the mermaid.
You don't even mind the death threats, do you?
Well, those aren't so fun, but it's worth it.
Those aren't so fun. Well, at least it proves we're doing something, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's comedy of errors at this point, but it's I won't go any farther with that out of great respect and appreciation for the topic, but what do you want to play with today?
Do you have a song for us today?
It's like a crack addict every time you ask. I just can't wait to take it in. It's the only way I can get an audience is to buy $85 worth of radio time. I love it.
Every week.
Thank you. Just great care goes into when I do this. I hope we all have figured that out. I get the privilege and honor to get to speak with so many incredible people week in, week out, and I get to model, measure, look, observe, examine, and great goal to help how we perceive ascension and how we're adjusting and so forth. And this is, of course, some great words by Chris DeGarmo and Jeff Tate again. It's searching everywhere, across the mountains, across the oceans, across every man-made line. No boundary gonna keep it from you. Behind my eyes, I keep my truth from you. No one enters this secret place. The barrier only I embrace. Time is fleeting now. They say, take time to look inside the face, the change. Dig down deep and find the man I thought I was. A dog on the treadmill panting. The master pulls the leash laughing. Now I can't remember why. I needed to run, needed to try so hard. One more time around is all I ask for now. A star to steer by, wind to take me home again. Work hard in life, boy. There's paradise in the end. Year after year, we struggle to gain the happiness our parents never claimed. They told us all we had to do was do what we're told by what was sold. Invest in gold and never get old. One more time around is all I ask for now. A star to steer by, wind to take me home again. And that is one more time off the album of The Promised Land by Queensryche. And I'll remind everybody that album started its creation in 1992 and finished in 94. And I just wonder how 30 years ago these guys got this information right. How'd they do it?
Well, they had a very special band member who knew a lot, didn't they?
It is our greatest accomplishment, you and I, the Mermaid, Kristen and Christopher, many people on PRQ, many people have intertwined with us, all the participants. The greatest accomplishment in my eyes, will be adjusting to our relationship to a reincarnation, and I suggest we call it carnation. I know it's tough information, everyone. I know it's really a big change, but this is our power, and we are not victims anymore. No more. And it's just so thrilling to me. We are not victims. We're the solution, and we're finding our way. There's a thousand of us now. And, you know, we were given, you know, a stacked deck here with limitations, possibly. But we're gonna snap out of this, no problem. And we're living proof right now, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the reason I chose those words today is I'm watching a few people are starting to get their memories back. And this is a project in itself, and this is really fun for me. Because when I got all of my memories back, it was tough to find people. That's why it's such a blessing to find you and so many other people. To not sound like the crazy guy at the end of this, the dead end. The people I'm talking to now who are getting their memories back and they're getting the bleed through, they're recognizing that we're having all these lives at one time, and someone's trying. I would like to give you their name and title and everything, but we're not going to do that today. Someone's making sure you don't know you're in a little box. And so your life is 100% real collectively with others that are from one source. You are from source. And when you start examining all the different bodies you've been in, all the different people, it gets really tricky to make sense of your current life and your real-time life when there's only, once you start recognizing there's only right now and everything has passed. So if you're only right now, that means every day is a brand new day. Okay, I stole that from Sting. But the more we live for now, the faster the expression and experience of what we want shows up. And so that's my great encouragement today is we are having a blast now because there's a lot of cleanup that's been done. Not to say we don't have to stay dedicated to not get distracted, but it is really exciting time. And to hear, you know, hear BBS gave us those words earlier before we started the show is a great example of it. Those people want to do things. They're excited. Anyway, I stole your thunder. Sorry. What else do you want to talk about?
Very, very important topic. Thank you so much. Cool. And I love that you brought up again 1,000 Jesuses, because you and the mermaid have been really helping me recall where my spirit has been. And even though I might not be conscious of being a different body, I will remember what that body was doing as if I'm all one, because of course I am all of those bodies I've jumped into. So it's really exciting to start to see what that body that my spirit is in, that I consciously in this moment don't have the recollection of, but then when I go into maybe a higher state of consciousness, it comes through as if it's happening right now. It's really exciting, even though I know that's not the body I grew up in. So when you say 1,000 Jesuses, for example, Queensryche, you were there in that band seeding the planet with this incredible information, and you can remember it as if it's right now, correct?
I will remember the time that came tonight. Yeah, and so it's just great examples. You say it so eloquently. Everyone should be getting some degree of bleed through now. Is that the word you're using? I see it for a second. I can't quite hang on to it. And then other days you hang on to it longer. Is that what you're kind of getting at?
What I've experienced is just the intensity of the experience with a whole movie of what that was, so that I know for sure I was there experiencing something. At least it seems 100% as if I am. And you confirm it for me. Thank you. There, I don't get the little tiny glimpses with nothing connected to it yet, though.
Okay, so maybe I'll talk a little bit how it worked for me. So this might be a little redundant, repetitive from this past year's shows, but so when I'm working with people this week, they're getting just a little pocket of information from their heart, not, and their mind is then seeing it, and they're going, okay, I'm pretty sure that's a real memory. So when I was another individual who we assume is past, physically past, remember there's no such thing as time, so that's not actually an accurate statement in itself. But let's just assume the individual is past. Then if I want to retrieve that memory, I actually have to almost go to a library and go through the books through my heart center like a filing cabinet. A lot of people pull on me for information on the future and the past, and that's basically how you do it when it's not in present. So if you are in real time, you do not have those boundaries. That's what's happened to me because the implants were removed. So when you're out of time and on timelines, I could put those words backwards and forward, but so I'm not on timelines. When you're on timelines, I don't feel you could find a way to retrieve them in real time, the memories. You have to be neutral. And so it gets a little tricky there. Anyway, what I'm trying to get at is the past lives you've had, let's just say you're Muhammad Ali, whatever being you think you got your memory from, that one you have to usually dig for if they died, let's say 40, 50 years ago. But what I'm encouraging you to is if all our memories are still there and our legacies are still here in real time, you have the ability to get all of them whenever you want. And then the bodies that you're in simultaneously right now, hang on to your shorts, multiple bodies you're in right now, you can get those really simple. So that's why you remember songs so well, or poetry, or culinary food, these innate skills you have. Well, that's because you're, in most cases, in another body doing it right now. Does that make sense?
Excellent information. Thank you for sharing that. And it also, there's a lot of benefit in remembering because you can see perhaps what you can encourage your spirit to do more of in this reality that you're more aware of.
Yeah. So the greatest gift I hope to explain is there's no such thing as past lives. There's endless lives. And it's our choice what we want to do with them now.
Yes, and you have the ability to look through the eyes of someone that you're sharing a body with and experience their reality as if, because you are right there. You can be right there in the room with them.
Isn't the song called The Eyes of a Stranger? I can do this all day. Yeah, and so that is the great, great privilege and honor I have, incredible responsibility I have, to be in more than one body at one time and having that knowledge for you. And I know it's a fantastic story for you, but that's how it works. That's how capable we are. And that's my great encouragement to get this sorted out for all of us. Recognizing we're not victims here. We're the solutions here. So let's keep it going, huh?
Oh, I love that you said that. And would you say, because you do have more of a prominent view into other bodies that you're in than some others, would it be the amount of light that body holds that makes it easier for you?
Yeah. So the great opportunity we have now is we're proving that a source can grow out of, and certainly it has a lot to do with the end of the ascension cycle. But we're growing out of the hindrances that this genetic version of mammalians has been installed. The restrictions of the funnel, the DNA funnel system, I'll call it filter system is greatly being reduced all the time now. And it's because of our horsepower. And so the more, keep directing me how you want there, Asha, but the more we utilize it, the more it gets stripped all the time.
Excellent. Now, you have given some very powerful commands that help people grow their light and reclaim their memory. Would you like to go over them again right now?
Yeah. So the best we can do continuously in any situation is when you work with Source with your verbally, your harmonics are the horsepower. So when we command and the frequency, harmonics, light is what you are. Your spirit in the material world, as Sting would say, the police. We command our spirits right now. We command our spirits to increase our life force energy. We command our spirits to increase our life force energy. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now, guarantee you, everyone just got an enhancement. There's no way around it. Everyone on the planet. We command our spirits. It doesn't really matter about the words, as long as your intentions and your heart are working. The best way to prove that you can work with your consciousness back and forth and assess how you're sorting with the mind. Remember, the mind is powered by Source. Always remember that the mind can remember almost everything. Good, bad, and indifferent, and designed to do so. But when you use it to sort information from your heart, it gets really fun. You're really powerful with all the knowledge you have. And here's the, again, repetitive and redundant. Don't worry about the words being repetitive or redundant. Listen to my intentions, and that's what will encourage your spirit to pull you all the time. We command our spirits to take the thoughts in our head and put them into our heart. We command our spirits to take the thoughts in our head and put them into our heart. We command our spirits to take the thoughts in our head and put them into our heart. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, now. Okay, the reason you do it that way is because many people have come to me and said, well, I don't want my nasty little thoughts in my heart, because the heart does not know thought, and it dissolves them. It erases them. You're free. Everyone should feel extremely soft and light and free now. Did any of that make sense, Asha?
Well, of course, all of it made perfect sense. And I love what you said about the spirit is the master of the mind. So it is the one that directs it, not the mind directing the spirit. Would you like to share more about that?
Yeah. How can I? You said it all right there.
I love to hear you share what it is.
There's just an endless story of genetic engineering in the multiverse, the domain, the universe, whatever you'd like there. This type of human was designed to have massive epigenetic recordings, as you heard me say many times before. And what it does is it records every generation of your bloodline, every experience you've ever had, just like a tree. But it pulls it forward each and every generation. So you see kids with characteristics of their parents and so forth. It's actually hundreds of generations before, and arguably thousands of years before, depending on what geneticists brought what genetics into your reality. Unfortunately, it's been a bit of tampering here. So what you're able to do when you want to manipulate a mammalian is you have instant mind control with a brain this size and this scale in its ability to not only recognize the epigenetic recordings. It also, as it experiences the expression of everything, it brings it in really powerfully. And that's why I make fun of forgiveness all the time, is because that shows you how fast you judge. At the a norm, let's just say a stock standard Mamlin, you're not able to judge anything because you don't record the event you just experienced. You just keep moving on to the next expression of yourself. I think that's the most important thing I can share with people, what it's like. And I encourage everyone to call me and or send in questions like that. What's it like to live outside of here if you have your memories back? You know what it's like to be in a different body, a different planet, and I do. And I can give it all to you. But it still doesn't negate the opportunity we have right now to be us. And that's why I don't talk so much about that, even though it's probably good theater. We're right now, no matter what you are, and you can do so much with this, especially now. Sorry I got so long-winded, Asha.
Long-winded is wonderful with you. Thank you. And a couple of things you said. I would love for people to imagine if, let's say, a dog accidentally bumps into you. You love that dog, so you have no judgment. You're in your heart with the dog. But if some stranger comes and bumps into you, you might go into judgment. So what Q is talking about is when you just live in your heart, because everything around you is what you love, it really helps you stay in that place where you're not connected to the programming that would take you into a loop. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah, but what about cats? They're kind of arrogant, aren't they?
It's because they're so powerful. You're kidding.
They never come to you when you call them.
Of course not.
They don't get the newspaper. They're finicky. They're absolutely massively finicky. One day they'll eat the tuna. The next day they want caviar. What's going on? Cats are just so. That is a great example, actually, when you said dog. Dogs forget when you scold them. They go, okay, fine, I wasn't supposed to do that. But they love you instantly the next moment, don't they?
They do, yet we did speak about when they're really deeply traumatized, they start to remember. And same with humans down here. This is why they cause so much trauma for us.
Extremely good example of what degree of epigenetics are recorded in a dog, a cat, and a human could be a nice stair-stepping model. So it's also proving how much relationship you have with animals. Pretty sure elephants are on the ball about maybe not all humans are good, wouldn't you say?
Well, those wouldn't be real humans.
Right. So yeah, anyone that hurts an elephant obviously couldn't possibly have any heart in them. Okay, look at hippos. They're probably one of the few large animals that will go after a man, right? They remember what has been done to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you can start looking at the relationship of ego and how does ego work in its relationship to judgment and assessment, instant assessment. Is what's so wild about this brain. And epigenetic recording, remembering the legacy of all the past experiences for 2,000 years, if you like to measure time anyway.
Sorry, go ahead.
Cat, you're not going to catch a cat. Most cats, if they live out inside and outside, You're not gonna catch them going to the bathroom. So they prove they want some privacy, is what I'm getting at. You probably won't catch a cat making love to another cat. They want privacy. So that proves that they're much like you in that they're assessing what they're doing and what their great care is taken. Now a dog, on the other hand. That's a higher frequency being. It doesn't really care, right? It's like, hey, this is what I am. I am a dog. This is what I do. Take it or leave it. I don't really have any boundaries. And by the way, I thought you loved me. So that's the beauty of looking at our animal, you know, higher, proving that our consciousness is in large animals like or prominent animals. It's the greatest tool we have, I feel, is to be around animals to prove that they're I take for granted, I suppose, that I'm talking to animals all the time when I'm around them. And they give me so much information. And basically, they're so free. They don't, the animals that I speak with fairly regularly, they don't understand why we're all worked up all the time over things. They don't understand any of it. They think it's nonsense. And it's not to be fantastic, folks. Everybody has the ability to talk to animals. I had the privilege of hanging out with Lucia Nicole Evans' dog and years ago, and that dog can absolutely heal you. Nope, I have no problem saying that. They know the feelings you're experiencing and expressing, and they will take care of you. It's quite amazing what a dog can do, and it really wants to be a participant in your life. So forgive me for getting off topic there.
Perfect, perfect. From my perception, it appears that dogs give us energy and that cats have a great ability to take away darkness from us. Would you agree?
Yeah. I'm not making any friends with my veterinarian friends. Yeah, cats are a little demanding, aren't they? It's kind of like having a pet mermaid. They're tough, I tell you. The mermaid will not like that statement. She is brilliant. She's actually taught me that. The mermaid has incredible experiences so some of the memories that she initially started with is remembering me as a large cat. And so we did take roles on a planet where I was a large cat and I was her protector. They're depending on the reality and realm, and I'm not abashed to talk about this because we need to keep the dialogue going that we've all had many, many, many different lives and many different realms and many different planets, and we should be very comfortable talking about it. And that's my great goal as it relates to carnation and manifestation. The fun thing about being a cat was, being a cat is absolute great timing. The care in which you make a decision as a large cat. Look, all they do. Look, if you look in Africa, all they do is sleep all day until they really need to take care of things. And that's what's so brilliant about being an animal like that is you do not waste, you do not have wild thoughts of emptiness. It's just pure. It's just pure and peaceful. I hope that helps a little bit.
Oh, it helps a lot. Thank you. It reminds me of you and President Trump because you tend to, like a large cat, watch, wait, and then you strike like lightning and it's over. It's so beautiful to watch you do this.
Just nailing me every time. That was supposed to be a secret.
It's always going to be a secret because no one will see it coming ever.
Yeah. It's humbling to have this big of impact. It shows you the way these actors have steered us so dramatically. You know, it's just fun to see it all fall apart. Don't get me wrong, but having this big of impact is even shocking for me. To do a 180 in front of everybody as one. Considering everyone a great, great peer and great guide, I'm thrilled to death. I'm just thrilled that we are really starting to make sense, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Would you please elaborate on that for the listeners?
Okay. Maybe you better help me now. Elaborate on what?
On everything starting to make sense.
There's nowhere for the bad guys to hide anymore. Let's so the media has been the problem for the bad guys now for a long time. Mr. Greenspan, former, make sure I give the name correctly. That's the former person who ran Federal Reserve, correct?
I do believe you are correct.
Okay. And we all know he's the one who created the modern banking system, computer input and outputs, IOs. He's the one that made all the algorithms, arguably, for SWIFT system, the banking system, all with a delay so everybody could get some margin in between your wire transfers and so forth. When you look at an individual like that, we can use him or Donald Rumsfeld as another one. You can see these people are pretending to be kind of smart, when in actuality, they engineered everything around the modern financial system, engineered everything around the modern military systems of the United States of America. Well, for people like me, all I see is the greatest actors ever created, ever hiding right in front of us. They can't come out in front anymore and hide from us. So when you look at a Donald Rumsfeld, that is someone with an IQ you can't actually measure, pretending to communicate with you when he's actually manipulating the world. George Bush Sr., all of them. This is not to point fingers at names and look at the past. It's just, there's just no way you can pull any of those shenanigans off anymore, can you?
Well, some of them are pretty, you look at Bill Gates or Ted Turner, and they can make themselves look like they just don't get it. So that people go, oh, they're innocent. They don't get it. You know, they can still do that for some people, but I'm totally with you with what you shared. Maybe this radio show will help people realize these are absolute off the chart geniuses that are just hoodwinking us with this act.
Yeah. So that's what I'm getting at is so the gift that was given to the world was conscious computing What conscious computing can do, forgive me if it gets too windy. Let me know if I need to move. When you have conscious computing, there are no more secrets. Zero. Because every thought, every desire, everything on your planet can now be extrapolated and sorted. You can do endless amounts of sorting of information. You can take everyone's thought right now and put it on a piece of paper if you want it. You can put people's identity with their thoughts. No problem. Now, obviously no value in doing that because each and every moment is a new moment. It doesn't matter what you were thinking. So it's not that big of a story. If you start looking at lie detectors, all you'd have to do is probe the actual deliverable modeling of the words the person was thinking. It's very easy to do, and that's some of the technology that's been hidden from you that your iPhones are stealing from you right now. They're transferring your thoughts because of your intentions. That's why they're made of liquid crystal displays. They're taken. That's why your TVs are all LCDs. They're taking your emotions and your thoughts, and then they're coaching the next transmission back to you, and that's what we're calling mind control and or programming. So anyone that has a television, you're watching MKUltra. You're buying into it. Much many different words. We'll use that one because it's the most obvious word. But many other words I would use instead of MKUltra. Anyway, what I'm getting at is that gift that was given to you is to prove that not only are we a collective consciousness, but when you have redundancy to these gateways, these conscious gateways, and you see everything, the duality starts throttling back more and more because they can't get away with as much. And that's what I mean by things can't happen the way they used to anymore. And that's the beauty of arguably a good portion of the reevaluation of means of exchange here. When you can instantly compute a trade and barter things change because the intention in which you would like to trade and barter is completely different than buying something now. I really want this because I'm really going to do this is completely different means of exchange than I have to go get this thing called money so I can go get this thing that I call happiness. Completely different process when you look at consciousness in a conscious computing end or gateway processor.
Very well said. And may I ask you a question about conscious computing?
Only if I can ask you a question.
You want to go first?
No, you go first. I'm scared now.
Okay. So we were talking about, let's say, rhinoceros, hippos. They have got a really ancient epigenetic memory of maybe the torture, what they've gone through because of humanity. Yet there are some people, for example, like the mermaid's mom, who was embraced by them, and they came to her like a mother. And so she held a frequency of someone who was with them and safe. So when we look at conscious computing, it's sort of the same thing. We will be able to see who's real, who's connected with their spirit, who's dangerous to us. Is that accurate?
Yeah, and it is unfortunate and fortunate at the same time. The people who use their true intentions as we move forward here globally, not just in America, globally, they're going to stand, the bells just ring, and I'll assume you figured out who they are. We don't have an understanding of ownership. When you have an understanding of the vast legacy that you are, you realize you don't own anything, especially in time. So you see 2,000 years, I see 45 minutes. Might be one. So that's the biggest thing when you do lose your mind control. Ownership is not relative. It's just all playtime now. That's what's so confusing about here is everybody's convinced they own something. There's nothing better for me to see and prove that statement is just go down to your local marina and everybody's got their yachts tied up and they don't even use them. They're quite convinced they own a yacht, but they don't share them. So I like to make fun of that one because it's just a complete embarrassment to our education system. We can start right now in these new processes for explaining life and carnation. This is all for us. Everything's here for us to play with. And we did a good job building a lot of stuff. What do you say, Asha?
Fantastic job.
We have a lot of stuff here now. So especially when you see the goodwills of the world, more numbers of goodwills and value villages of the world are more popular than Nordstrom's now. It looks like we have a lot of clothes that were made. Anyway, forgive me getting off topic there. What else?
So the topic you were just on is extremely important, maybe the most important, because our experience here right now, it's really all about our spirit. It's really all about being here now in the moment, experiencing our spirit and our consciousness. And that might even be the whole purpose for PRQ, the whole purpose for the light beings from source to be here right now. It's paramount that we make our spirit our priority, our reality, our whole way of being, because we're in an ascension. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Yeah, thanks. The ascension cycle, typically, it's working exactly the way it always works. The difference this time would be we're starting farther behind, but we're catching up just as fast. So it's tricky to explain in the English language. Prior to 2,000 years ago, you had bodies that you could instantly go from 0 to 100 just in several you could do commands. You could just going within your heart center. You could grow very quickly and get all of your awareness, universal knowledge back in you. Here, we're more diverse and spread out. So what was the gift that was given to us is our population. So we have so many bodies now that we're big trouble because there's just so many of us coming through with more of our capabilities. And so that's why this ascension cycle is so prominent and so much different than the last one. Much different.
Thank you. So the last one, we had more capabilities. Can you share with everyone why that ascension wasn't as successful at this point as this one is?
Absolute arrogance. Absolute galactic arrogance, by the way. And now that we're a bit of a trouble, now that the dark has figured out how to capture a planet and losing ground very quickly now, that's some other individuals in the universe are starting to catch on that duality can grow and has a desire to grow. The dark has a desire and knows how to do it. And the only way to end duality is not participating with it. The only way to end darkness is to not participate with it. There's no other way. You play with dark, it grows. That's where the arrogance was left off 2,000 years ago. And now that's how powerful our naivety is. You play with duality, you get it. That's how powerful you are. You just reinforce it. It's like putting fire out with gasoline. That's how it works.
Would you like to give an example?
Do I have to do the IRS story again?
If you'd like to.
No, that one's just a comedy. It's simple. The simpler we can make it is how I look at things to be of help and service. My favorite one recently, duality wants to get you going in a direction reactively. Don't put a judge, don't say good or bad, just reactively. So my heart wants to do its next step down the hill, if you will. And here's one many of us have experienced. I was driving in my car. This is our 1984 model here. The book, 1984. I was driving my car. I stopped at a red light. And this is a true story, by the way. And I had my GPS on my lap, electronic GPS on the lap, and a camera took a picture of me inside my car. And then 2 weeks later, sent me a ticket for $1,000 for having an electronic handheld device on my lap. Okay, so two things. The first thing most humans want to do is, I'm going to court and I'm going to fight this SOB right now because I am entitled to have a map on my lap. What would be the difference between an electronic map or a paper map? I'm going to go get those people for doing that. And by the way, why can a computer tell me what's right or wrong? How can you prove it was even me? All I have is a picture of my license plate, my car. You can't even really see me. And by the way, number three, $1,000. Okay, so there's your emotional baggage says I'm going to go react to this, and you're most likely be successful. But look at how it took away from all your creative force. None of it is creative. It's not the flow of source. It's you're reacting to someone else slapping in the face, if you will. And so when you add those up, doesn't sound like a big deal. It's just one cue. It's just one speed check. So most of us would pay it, fight it, whatever, because they're worried about losing their driver's license. Now, here's what Q would do. I just throw it in the garbage. I don't really care about the driver's license. I don't care about getting arrested. I don't care. There's just no fear, no risk. And I'm not saying I have it right. I'm saying the only way to stop playing with duality is I just don't play with it. So when you sue me, and that's why people probably don't sue me, I just won't go to court. I'm not going to go to, why would I go to a a maritime corps. That's I'm not any of the names you called me anyway. So that's a very Cliff Notes version is we just don't play with them anymore. Does that make sense?
Great examples. And it might be helpful for people to also add to that, that your state of being makes a big difference in how you respond to it. So for example, I have a friend who used to pay like $1 million a year in taxes and just decided this is ridiculous. So the IRS would send, you know, forms saying you owe us this, and this person would just throw it in the garbage, completely ignore it. And then they would get jury duty notices, just throw it in the garbage. And this went on for years and nothing ever happened. Nothing ever happened. And because their state of being was neutral, just this has nothing to do with me. I'm not going to interact with this because it's not real.
And then no doubt
that get emotional about it. And that's a whole different reality.
Yeah. Let me get a couple of notes out real quick here. I forgot to start. I'm looking forward to some more questions from you. Hang on just a second, though. My people in Arizona, especially my red, white, and blue couple, keep your subscriptions going, please. My New Mexico people, especially the horse trainer, keep it going. And the California people, keep the subscriptions going. I need to get these out to you. Because I'm going to be looking for you soon for projects that are going to fit with you pretty nice. You know who I'm talking about. Casey and the Sunshine Band, stay true. I'll get a hold of you our regular day and time, and I'll have some updates for you. Please keep going, Asha. Sorry to interrupt you.
Oh, you were not interrupting at all. Would you like to give some really positive updates for people about the progress that the White Hats are making, the Alliance is making, or the PRQ is making, anything that would bring some more light into the day?
Yeah, so we got to talk about a little bit about Google a couple shows ago, didn't we?
I do believe so.
Yeah, so you can see some of the legacy software and web pages might want to hang on to them so you can prove how bad they were and disclose information at the same time. So don't give up on everything on the internet just yet, but just kind of use it as a tool and a reference to just prove that going out of nature is always going to be your greatest and highest expression of yourself. It's just being one with the planet is going to be number one. But still, there is some opportunities. It's proving that a lot of these guys have been taken off. We've gotten rid of a lot of these guys, and it's tough. It's really tough. But in relationship to the global economic reform, just know that. Notice that you have a lot of electronic currency options now. Pretty interesting, isn't it? So which one are you going to pick? It's part of the war against the bad guys, hoping you'd pick theirs. And then if we give you $1 million of electronic currency, you'll take the shot first and we'll give you electronic currency coins. Well, now that you have so many, you can see how the White Hats have overpopulated and overstimulated your options, and just natural heart-centered people realize, wait a minute, I can start my own. See, money is just X's and O's anyway. Just ask Mr. Greenspan. It's just algorithms. It's just algorithms of X's and O's. So we've been using money for hundreds of years. It has no value. It's not backed by anything except our promise to get up in the morning and grind on again. And so all these people that have been playing in the money industry have done nothing their whole lives thinking they've done something. And I don't mean to take pot shots at these folks. They've been duped. We've all been duped. So if it's all based on X's and O's anyway, let's just give everybody a bunch of X's and O's. And guess what? You're actually going to have to work even harder now. The reason is because you're going to work for what you want to do now, not what you have to do. And I guarantee you it's a lot more work when you see the goals you have and you're excited about your goals, you'll have so much fun. So much fun. That's what I have to say about that.
Oh, I love that. So are there actually non-deep state digital currencies out there?
Was that a hint? See, the whole thing, we're just proving the collapse of the whole thing. It has to do it in such a dramatic way. It just, everything has to be a lie for it to collapse. There's not one thing you hang your hat on. Again, it was a good try by the United Nations, but you know, it's just not going to work. It's just not going to work. So we can see through everything. Again, when Donald Trump goes on the TV, the tell you what division machine, he was able to get some truth out. The U.S. military was able to get some truth out to you. We have it all. There's not one secret. As we get chills through our body, there is not one secret on this planet any longer. And we are going to be free. End of story.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Would you like to share the excitement of 2024? Meaning, is this going to be more of a public arrest and bye-bye to the bad guys than before?
The publications I'm familiar with, so if you use forthepeople.space, the publications we have globally, not just from America, globally, as shocking and as thorough and as incredible as forthepeople.space is, it's shocking the information we have as a collective. So when you put Russia's material together and all the other countries' material together with ours, it's a mind blower, and it's very dangerous to see underground processing plants of humans and underground genetic engineering plants. It's very shocking, but it's all done now.
Are you still there? I'm sorry, we cannot hear you. Okay, I guess the dark didn't like that. So our show is almost over anyway. Basically, very good things are happening, and a lot more than we're seeing right now. And we're going to be aware of more and more of the successes of the light on Earth, underground, and above. So good things are happening. Okay, I guess Q's not coming back on. Thank you, everyone, for listening in, and we're so grateful for you, and we look forward to you joining us next week. Thank you, PRQ team, Christopher, Kristen. Thank you, Mermaid. Thank you, Q-ster. Sorry they took you offline. We love you all. Bye-bye.